Today I want to talk about sailboats. A lot of people know that this is very near and dear to my heart, to my husband and I. We love sailing, and we went to sail school last year, and in the future we're going to take a big family sailing trip. It's going to be so much fun. But I want to use two analogies for sailing during a growth season. And I want to talk to you who might not be seeing the same growth as people around you. You know, maybe you're in ministry and your ministry is not growing at the same pace. You're not seeing the same type of results as maybe other ministries at other churches or even within your own church yet. Maybe you're in a business. Maybe you own a business and your team is not growing like the other ones that you're seeing. You know it's a growth season, but yours is not growing at the same pace. Maybe you're in the corporate world and your customer service scores are not increasing the same way that others are. Whatever it is in this growth season, if you are not experiencing that same pace of growth, or maybe your uphill hasn't even started yet, I want you to remember sailboats, okay? And I want you to look at other people and other groups of people, other teams. I want you to look at others' success as inspiration, because if they can do it, you can do it. Okay? If their team is growing, your team can grow. If their scores are increasing, your scores can increase. And that's from the hotel industry. That's those customer service scores. We lived and died by the customer service scores. You know, in ministry, if your ministry is not growing at the same pace, but and this one is growing very quickly, yours can grow very quickly. And so and when I talk about sailboats, it's because when the water rises, all of the boats rise. So it is a good thing, and we need to celebrate when we see other success because it should inspire us. When they are doing well, when ministries are growing, when teams are growing, when we're in this growth season, it should inspire us because when the water rises, all the boats rise. When the water rises over here, these boats don't stay down, they also rise. So we need to celebrate. We need to celebrate what God is doing and just stay faithful and one foot in front of the other and take action. And our time is coming. Our time is coming. Here's the other thing. One other sailboat thing, okay? As long as you are truly following where God is leading and taking the necessary action and your mind is right and you know all of those things that go into leadership, there's a quote that says, and it's by John Maxwell, and it says, oh gosh, and of course I didn't write it down. Of course, on my Facebook call show. It says it one person in their sailboat, one person complains about the wind. Another, let's say the pessimist complains about the wind. The optimist believes the wind's going to change, but the leader adjusts the sails. So if you do see other people around you, just make sure that you are leaning into this. Make sure that you're not that pessimist who's just complaining. Make sure you're not that optimist that is just waiting, not taking action and just waiting for the Lord to move. Because remember, a parable of the talents is the master gave the talents, but then it was up to us to take the action with the talents, right? So we need to be that leader that adjusts the sails. Take action. Take action on where you know and the promises that God has given you. So those are my sailing analogies for today. And so I want you to remember the sailboats in this season of growth, wherever you are. Remember those sailboats. Celebrate everyone's successes because God is doing really big things.